Again, people, I hope you guys are doing well this afternoon. Yeah, on today's episode, we finna talk about this because I want y'all to know, men to me are really crazy. Like, I just want y'all to see how slowly, y'all, I want you to see how slowly, and I do mean how slowly, men have basically made women accept almost every ridiculous thing I could ever think of about them. So the topic today, dating a bisexual man. So if you're wondering why I'm laughing, honey, personally, I don't believe in the term bisexuality. And I want y'all to understand why. Ultimately, when you decide to get married one day, choose a partner, you will either choose a man or a woman. If you are of same sex, people will consider you gay. It doesn't matter if you like women too, okay? Same thing, vice versa. If you decide as a man to choose a woman to marry, society is actually not going to question your sexuality because they see you with a woman, even though you probably are gay. That's just it. Everyone gets so mad about when I speak my opinion about this, but that's how I see it. No such thing as bisexuality. Ultimately, you will decide in the end. If you get married, you got a girlfriend, you get a partnership, that's how you're making your decision. Whoever, whatever sex you choose, yep, that's it. See, this is why I told you I have such a problem with the LGBT community and their confusion. They love trying to promote nonsensical ideas, truly nonsense. And to me, most of it sounds like it's mental illness. You can't be a them, they, he, she. You're either a man or a woman. Biologically speaking, even if you change your sex when you go to the doctor, they're going to want to know the original sex you were at birth. So I've said this before, I'll say it again. I don't believe in that nonsense. And as a person that feels like this, I do not have to agree with you on your delusions that you have as a person that identifies as whatever. So I want to tell you about this since we're on the subject. I had a girl in my class, right? This was a semester ago. And she got mad because I said she to her. She's like, that's not my pronoun. She was like, I'm non-binary. And I just was like, I don't have time for this, right? I'm thinking in my head, okay. So I'm like, what does that mean? She explains it to me. And so I laugh. And, you know, she gets angry. And I said, I'm with all due respect, I said, just like you have the right in the world to identify as something, I have the right not to believe you. Meaning, you can't get mad that I will not accept you as what you call yourself. I don't owe you that. If you look like a woman to me, I'm going to call you ma'am, she, her, excuse me. And I'm going to refer to you as only as woman adjectives, right? Woman nouns. If you are look like a man, same thing, I'm going to call you a he, mister, sir. That's what I'm going to refer to you as. I don't care what this world is pushing people to be on board with. I don't have to follow y'all delusion. It's like people forget that you actually have a choice in the matter. These gay folks got folks around here thinking that we have to accept every single thing they say, what they believe. No, honey, that's why it's called a belief. That's why we have freedom of choice, speech, and everything, because I can decide if I agree with you or not. I can decide if I believe you or not. And I personally believe there's no such thing as bisexuality. I don't believe in your pronouns because all of you sound mentally ill. See, I want y'all to know this. When mentally ill people, okay, when they call themselves he, she, they, them, they change into different people back and forth, or they talk to themselves, or talk to the he side of themselves or the she side of themselves, all this little weird shit I be seeing on the internet. You know what they call that? Bipolar. You know what they call that? Personality disorder. I think it's so interesting in psychological terms, that's considered literally a diagnosis of you being crazy. But in the gay community, oh, you can be he, she, they, we, a group of people, legion, for we are many. They can be demons, basically. Talking to the he side, she side, whatever. And it's wild that nobody considers it a mental illness. To me, y'all, that's mentally ill. You will always, to me, be the sex that you are assigned at birth. Simple. I don't have to agree with your delusion. I don't have to agree with actually anything you say about what you want me to look at you or view you as. Because I promise y'all, if the shit hits the fan and all this stuff happens, I'd be wondering, are these people going to have this same mentality? Are you really going to sit around and be like, I'm non-binary, I'm he, she, they, my pronouns are we, if, hi. So she got mad, right? Okay, I just want to tell you this. She got mad because I said, this is what you identify as. Okay, I said, let me ask you a question. Do you identify as black? So she started laughing, right? She started laughing and go, that's ridiculous, right? Because she's a white person. I said, the same way you think it's ridiculous of what I just said, that's the same way I view you sounding ridiculous calling yourself him, she, they. It's fucking delusional. You can't identify as a they. I was like, and when I said it like that, she understood. So I was like, yeah, you sound crazy. You're a woman. And if you want to be a lesbian, that's a lesbian. If you want to be gay, that's gay. But why are you all these other things? I said, y'all are delusional. Too bad everybody in the world can't identify as having excellent credit. I swear to God. Too bad we all can't identify as being debt free. I'm telling y'all, there are much more things I would rather identify as than half this delusional shit that y'all got going on in the world. Telling y'all, this the alphabet community lost their damn mind. The more stuff I hear them say, I just can't stop laughing because it's just like, I cannot make this up, right? People finna get mad when I say this. Drag queen's gonna be a perfect example of this. I remember when people was talking about drag queen and all this other stuff. Now, when I was growing up, they was calling it cross-dressing. So that's what I'm referring to. When I was growing up, men that dress like women are cross-dressers. Women that dress like men, they're cross-dressers. Okay? If you get your clothing from the men's section and you're a woman, they call it cross-dresser. Y'all see how they slowly turned that shit into unisex? Unisex clothing. Yike. Do y'all see what they did in society? They slowly but surely merged a bunch of crap together and want everybody to just jump aboard. Nah. I'm gonna tell you what can be unisex. A t-shirt. T-shirt and jeans. That's about it. And as a matter of fact, you can't even say jeans because the style of jeans now, you can tell when pants are clearly for women and when they're clearly for men. Okay? That's unisex. A t-shirt. Which makes perfect sense because anyone can wear a t-shirt. Child, woman, man, this and the third. That's probably the only piece of clothing that, be real with you, I probably even agree on that could be unisex. A t-shirt. That's about it. That look, that's it and that's all. Now, let's get into this topic, y'all. So, we gotta talk about this bisexual man. Because I saw a TV show about this actually maybe a couple of months ago. It was a series I was watching. And in the show, I genuinely liked the woman and the guy together. I thought they were a good match. But then he tells her that he's bisexual. I was like, oh, hell no. And I'm gonna tell y'all what's disgusting. I thought it was so disgusting for people to always want to accept men for everything they're into and what they do. And it's like, no. And I'm gonna tell y'all why I have a problem with this in particular. Most people that are bisexual, especially if they're a man, they will not tell you that. Right? You could fall in love with this man. You could get married. You could do all these things. He will never reveal to you that he's even been with men. And when I tell y'all, this is the problem with people who get AIDS, HIV, and all type of stuff. This is why I personally will never be okay with it. I feel like you need to disclose that in the beginning. If you're a person that's claiming you're attracted to both sexes, you need to disclose that from the get-go, from the jump. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not dealing with no man that's sticking in the buns and sticking in the cat. Nope, I don't think so. Don't really care who disagrees. No. And no matter what, I think it's so weird how the world always wants you to accept everything. So let's talk about this. Now, I've in the show, in the beginning of the series, now you kind of don't get any hints that he's bisexual. I feel like they do that on purpose because they want to give you an idea that he's basically this heterosexual, masculine type man, even from the way he dresses and everything. You wouldn't think he was gay. The way he speaks normally like a straight man. And when I say straight man, I mean, in my personal opinion, most men that are gay, I personally believe that they're not truly themselves. And I'm giving you an explanation of it. Okay, being gay is a array of things. And I believe that most people who are gay or came out, they all adopted some type of gay accent, which is like, you don't even talk like that. You talk like a regular normal person. If you got a deep voice, you got a deep voice. I used to always be like, why do you have to dress like a woman to be accepted to be gay? Or why do you have to act like this or be flamboyant or do certain stuff? That's not a representation of gay people. That's a representation of one type of possibly gay person. But I noticed that a lot of people took on that entire array of things, right? Extremely flamboyant, tight wearing clothes, feminine wearing things. And in my mind, I'm like, I know plenty of gay men. I'm being honest, y'all, especially if you ever lived in Atlanta. Yeah, you're going to meet plenty of gays. I met plenty of gay men that's there. They dress like a dude, act like a dude, got a job like a regular dude, talk like one. They do nothing like a woman, actually. They're just gay. And in my opinion, when I first saw that, the guy I met who I was friends with, when we started talking about this and he showed me his boyfriend, I was like, what? Yeah, his boyfriend was fine. I was like, whoa. And when we had a conversation about this, I said, you're the only gay man I've ever met that's like yourself. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, you're not playing a character. Like, that's what I feel like most gay people, men, were doing. They were always playing this character of where they felt like this is the only way I can be accepted in the world or live as gay is if I do this. When the truth is, you crazy as hell if you think every single day of my life I'm going to get up, do this, put on a charade just to be accepted when you could just simply be yourself. You don't have to be a gay person that dressed like a woman. Quite frankly, I just believe, in my personal opinion, that's crazy. I genuinely believe that most men, even if you decide to be whatever with your sexuality, you look better dressing like a man, acting like a man. You're still gay. It's like, that doesn't, clearly that's not changing. That's what I'm thinking. Clearly that's not changing. So why, what's the name? You know, I got so many stories about this. Anywho, on the topic, or excuse me, in the show, after it concludes and he gets with this woman, that's when he let her know that, you know, he's been with a man. And in my personal opinion, I remember being completely turned off. I was like, nah, I'm not dealing with no man that's been with a man. I was like, I don't care. It to me, as a woman that's heterosexual and that only likes men and ain't never been with women, I don't want to be with women. I'm not curious to know anything about a woman. Honey, the coot cat I like is my own. You know, I'm just being honest. And it's nothing against you if you feel whatever. But in my personal opinion, I don't want to be with a person that's done something like that. I just don't. It's against my belief. Quite frankly, morally and some other things too, to me also disease wise, okay, just because of the history that I personally feel like the LGBT community has, in particular with women or black women, for men who are down low, they never tell you they are, right? These are the men who get married, y'all. These are the men, it's true, these are the men who get married. These are the men who end up lying to their wives, right? And the wife has no clue. She falls in love with him. She gets married. And then years later, she ends up contracting a serious disease because he actually has still been out sleeping with men and she has basically no idea. She has no idea. But he's been out there sleeping with men the entire time while he's married to a woman. And the women have the audacity to get mad. And my first thought is, honey, shame on the husband. That was my first thought. It's like, shame on the husband. Why in the world are you lying? Yeah, it was my first thought. It was like, why would this man go out of his way to pretend to do all this to destroy this woman's life? She could have literally went and married a man that's heterosexual like her, who actually only wants to deal with women. But because she had no clue, most of these women end up dead, dying, or getting sick with this disease. This is why I'm so against this. Like, I will never be okay with the whole bisexual man thing. Nah. Especially because of what in particular in the community has experienced. Women constantly being lied to when you could have just told the truth. And in my personal opinion, I feel like I should not have to suffer, or a woman, period, should not have to suffer because you can't be real with yourself about who you are. Nope. And when I tell y'all, I'm severely against it. It's so disturbing to me because it puts all of our health factors at risk. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. Most married people, they ain't using condoms. You know, I'm just being real. Most people that's married, they're not using condoms, okay? So if that man is also not using condoms while he out doing whatever with these men and a woman has no idea, Who is the man that he's sleeping with also sleeping with? You see what I'm saying? And because to see how careless so many men have been with in that down low area, I personally feel like it's a very soft spot for me. So I don't look at it how somebody else probably would. To me, it's wrong. It's like, nah, you have to tell somebody what you are, what you are into, because nah, I'm not dealing with that. I was like, that's so trifling. And when I tell y'all, look up the many women who have died or ended up getting into these terrible situations and dealing with this level of heartbreak because a man just can't admit the truth about himself. Child, you ain't finna drag me down with your nonsense. Go and live your life, but I'm telling you, say it from jump. Say it from the beginning, you know? Now, after I kind of looked at this, because I wanted to actually honestly see other women's opinions about the bisexual thing, I was actually very shocked that some women actually thought it was okay. And I remember thinking, another thing too, the pool of emotions you're facing. That's a lot. Emotionally, that's a lot. A man that's dealing with a man that he cares about or is in love with, and a man also dealing with a woman that he cares and love about. Nah. Everything about that emotional pool, it sounds extremely exhausting, y'all. I even remember thinking to myself, who in the hell is gonna keep on dealing with that? You know? And I will tell y'all, the reason why I believe this younger generation may be more open to it is because, you know, they push heavily sexuality crap through their whole childhood up until adults. That's why they so damn brainwashed now. And I even said, while you younger, you may think it's fun or as cute as this, but I said, when real life happens, in which it will, it's not gonna be as easy for you to just say, oh, I accept this about this person or whatever. See, something I noticed about this younger generation, they love being accepting of everybody. I accept you for this, I accept you for that. I'm not judging you, I accept you for this. But see, the world, when they become adults, is still very much the same as it is now. People ain't gonna accept your nonsense, your ideas, your beliefs about things completely and totally impossible. They're just not. Okay? It's just like this, and this is a perfect example. This is why I talk about that LGBT agenda and their disturbing mentality of what they push. Because I want y'all to understand, every gay person don't have these views. But do you don't think it's strange that they never show the gay people who don't have their same views? See, that's how you know how deep and controlled it is. I'll give y'all an example. One day I was watching, a video on YouTube, one of them little reel clips, right? And there was a gay dude that was up there. He was gay, but he was conservative. And what I mean by conservatives, his beliefs and how he lives. So I'll give you an example. In media and in TV and a lot of things, they tend to show gay people in a certain type of light, right? It's either you're always happy, you're always dancing, you're always drinking, you're always having sex with a bunch of people. When the truth is, there are gay people who are nothing like that. Some people only been with one person. And in my mind, I'm like, why do these people be acting like everybody is this idea of what they push? So this man was the one man that spoke against it. He was like, no, I do not agree with this. One, he said, I don't believe my sexuality, the way I live and et cetera, needs to be exploited and talked about to children in schools. And I remember thinking, oh, let me turn this up. He sounded like a damn man that got some sense. Because even he could see as an adult that's gay, he still understands you must protect children. See, that says so much to me. So it made me see, why are they suppressing this man's video and his view? And this is how he feels. He even ripped up the flag in front of them and said, the gay flag, he ripped in front of them and said, this is not what represents me. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in what they're saying and the stuff they're doing. And I remember thinking, And when I saw that video, it let me know then the level of people who are in those communities that actually have no voice, they don't speak up, and they don't let these people say what they want to say. Because my thought process is, I want y'all to see how deep they pushing that agenda. They can't even speak up for themselves. These people can't even speak their mind and they ain't. So in the bisexual thing, right, this is another thing I noticed as well. Something I don't like as well that I see about the bisexual dating thing that I think is pretty disturbing, to be honest. Why is no one also making a note? And this is going to be something that I feel like is really true. They're not making a note of all of, not just all the people who disagree with them but are different, but they're not making a note of people who decide to change their beliefs, their ideas. And I realize, and also in this LGBT community, I don't believe there's anyone talking about people who end up going back to, for example, their original sex, or they say, I no longer am this, or they're no longer gay or something like that. I think it's interesting how none of those things are taken into account anytime they also do this. Because y'all notice, like, when we was in high school, I'm gonna give y'all an example, right? When we was in high school and people were gay and stuff, we actually had a club called the LGBT community. We had a club like this when I was in high school. It was the first time I ever saw one. And I remember thinking to myself, they got a gay club at this school? I was like, okay. I didn't know this, right? Here is one thing I thought that was very interesting. When I was growing up, people also call gay being a phase, right? And this is true. There are people, and this is why they have that term queer. That's what queer is supposed to mean. You're not necessarily sure what you are sexually or something like that. So you're trying to figure it out. So you be with men and women until you figure it out. Now, in my personal opinion, the reason why I think this is so crazy, or I think some of the stuff I'm telling y'all is insane, is because my thought process is, if when we were growing up, it was considered a phase, what do you call when adults do it? Are they still going through a phase if later on down the line in years they change their mind or they grow as a person? They say, you know what? This is not me. I was going through something and this is why I went down this route, which is what I do see people doing. I also, by the way, since we're on this topic, saw a video of he was a man and he worked in the government. And he said that he ended up going through some type of brainwashing or personally phase in his life or something where he was going through a lot, and he decided to transition into a woman. Then he detransitioned back into a man. And when you see the video and hear him talk, it was so strange. It's like a person, like, I'm serious. When I saw this video, it's like he was waking up out of slumber. And I'm thinking, what made you want to do something like that in the first place? And to say that, because he was a man majority of his life, and then randomly, in the middle of his life, he decided to do it. He wasn't doing it when he was young. So he was already taking all these hormones. He started doing all this stuff. And it's so funny that now that he's off the hormones, he said he's been off it for a couple of years, his deep voice and all this other stuff is starting to come back. But looking at him, you can definitely tell that he went through some type of phase of messing with his biology, because his face, you know, kind of looks like a woman, or certain stuff about like the facial hair and like different things like that about his face, you can see it. And I'm just like, Jesus. And when I say that, y'all, this is what I tell y'all. These people, and this is my personal opinion about this as well, these people that go through these phases of these sex changes and operations, I personally believe they're under a spell. Now, I done told y'all, paganism, gods and goddesses, there's actually a goddess that does this. It's a idol or something these people worship, and that's actually where the spirit of this transgender or people wanting to change their sexes actually comes from. People keep thinking it's always this. And I told y'all, one of my most irritating statements I've ever heard is when people that are gay community love to say, I was born gay. First of all, you wasn't born gay. You was either born a man or a woman. That's it. You have no concept of understanding of sexuality. It is so wild how people are trying to convince the world that children have an idea or understanding of this. No, you don't. The reason why we also know you don't is because this is how pedophiles and creeps get away with saying, oh, this child wanted to see. They knew what they were. They knew. No child can make that adult response. No child at that age could make that type of adult decision. You do not know you gay at 5 years old. Y'all, some of the stuff I be hearing people say is so damn crazy. I be like, honey, you ain't even lived life, experienced nothing to know that you're gay. I be hearing folks dead ass say, I knew when I was born I was gay. So you just popped out your mama womb like, ow, give me a bat. Like, y'all, stop. So they literally are trying to say they had a gay accent, all this bunch of nonsense out the womb. It's... y'all, no, they didn't. This just the stuff I hear is so crazy. And I remember thinking, Jesus of Christ. And when I say Jesus, Jesus of Christ, it was literally and clearly a mess. So yes, I would love to know too, what do some of y'all think about this dating a bisexual man? Personally, nothing I would ever consider. No. In the way the world is going, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if more women, I'm telling you, end up single. Because I'm sorry, I refuse to participate in this world's nonsense and the agendas and the crap that they continuously push. And nothing to me about a man wanting both sexes is a turn on. I think it's disturbing, and it sounds like a man that, when I say, I can't even say make up your mind. I just think you're probably going through some type of phase. Because I'm telling y'all, ultimately, they will make a decision. And the decision will either be a man or a woman. Whichever one you pick, that's what actually determines your sexuality to the world. No matter what people keep trying to say, that's just the truth. Also, since we're on the subject, I remember telling people that's the catch-22 with women. So, for example, right? Because women can more so get away with certain things to me, especially when I say sexually, no one will ever believe you are gay or bisexual in any type of way unless, and I'm being honest with y'all, unless you show the world some of these things. If you see a random woman walking down the street and she's wearing a dress and she's doing certain things, nothing about that woman's sexuality will come of question to you because she's a woman, right? It's no different than when I told people, when women I've met have told me about their little lesbian escapade or their lesbian queer time period in their life and they still end up marrying a man, that right there tells me everything I need to know. I'd be like, yep, see? And it just proves the stuff I'm talking about. I'd be like, yeah, that's it right there. And now, I feel the way I feel. My mindset is not going to change about a lot of this stuff. And I realize that so many people, unfortunately, I'm telling y'all, they are too into the world. I'm being honest, to have... they do. They're too much in the world to me, have their own personal opinion. Or in that sense, I'm just being real with y'all, or some type of sense. I be sitting up here thinking to myself, like, ain't no way So this I thought was, y'all, when I tell y'all a very good opinion about this, do I think it's strange? Yes. It's so strange to me because I'm just like, nah, you can either be gay or straight. It's the same thing I feel like I'm telling y'all with the alphabet community, with their little terms and all this other stuff. You can't identify as black. I'm so serious, and I know some people probably laugh every time I use that, but I use it because I want you to see how ridiculous people sound. They literally think their logic about this stuff makes sense. No, it doesn't. It has absolutely no type of actual logical sense. It literally just sounds like something you just wanted to do, and then you want to push it on everybody. I want y'all to know, I want everybody here that's listening, I want you to understand this. Do you identify as a black woman? Do you? Do you identify as a rich person? Do you identify as a person with a high credit score? I have to say this because I swear to God, this identification of stuff is getting out of hand. Do you identify as a healthy person or a sick person? The more I hear this stuff, I'm telling y'all, they're going to take this shit to a new level of what you're allowed to identify yourself as. I cannot make this up. Could you imagine me as a black woman walking around telling people I identify as a white woman? I identify as white. I am a white person. Y'all, I cannot. Most people would literally laugh. Imagine walking in somewhere and people being like, good morning, or et cetera, this. Me going around speaking to every white person, hey, this and the third. And they'll be like, hey, girl, how are you doing? Oh, honey, living my best white life. And majority of white women going to look at you. I'm sorry, what? They will look at you crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah, I identify as a white woman. Absolutely. Most of them will either bust out laughing or they will literally try to see if something was mentally wrong with me just for saying something like that. That's how I will always view these terms, this terminology, these pronouns, all this nonsense I've heard. This, I will view it, y'all, the same way. So, yes, y'all, I'm going to end that today. I just wanted to talk about that because I was just like, I cannot stop laughing about some of this nonsense that I have seen. Okay, y'all. Thank you guys for listening. And remember, you either want truth or lies. Peace.